Today we're going to take a look at emotional awareness, the impact of unchecked reactions, as well as some strategies to help you control this. Let's go. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Thought Life podcast. I am your host, Michael Anderson. On this podcast, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast-track personal and professional success. If you haven't already, do subscribe and follow the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes. And if you're on a platform that supports it, please leave us a rating and a review. It helps us tremendously to harvest new listeners seeking this style of content. And without question, your support of the podcast is always appreciated. Monitoring our reactions is our topic for today. There's a dance that takes place, and it's a very intricate dance between the things that are going on in our life and our emotions. It's somewhat of an art and a science, this idea of monitoring our reactions. The grand idea is oftentimes we will respond out of pattern or out of habit, and many times the responses that we yield are not the types of responses that we're in a long-term happy relationship with. We tend to look on those as, I wish I had said that differently, or gosh, I think I'm going to have to go and apologize because that came out really bad. There's an idea here that suggests that a higher level of consciousness will aid us in monitoring our reaction. And to achieve this higher level of consciousness, we've got to practice some good old-fashioned personal growth married with emotional intelligence. When we take the time to monitor our reaction, we're doing a very crucial component of self-development, which leads directly into EQ. This concept of emotional intelligence, or EQ, is nothing more than maintaining control over our emotions when we have been hit with one of our triggers. A trigger is some set of circumstances that occurs that makes this automatic response come to the forefront. As such, self-awareness allows us to navigate this complex dynamic that's going on. And what we're going to find is, after we have deployed some of the solutions to this issue, you're going to be left with a stronger interpersonal relationship, with an opportunity to really forge temperance in the time of need, such that you can keep your responses at bay so that you can think clearly about how you want to respond rather than the automated response that makes you feel some kind of way after you delivered the message and you've counted the cost and seen that you've hurt someone, maybe unintentionally. Research in the field of emotional intelligence reveals that the amygdala, it's a very small part of the brain where the principal component is processing emotions. Well, when a trigger takes place, there's an immediate reaction that we have been subconsciously programmed to do as part of our upbringing, solidified in our early adult life, and it's just a regular now pattern or reaction. And what happens is, when we feel stressed or threatened, these things jump or leap to the forefront. This amygdala hijack can often lead to impulsive and potentially regrettable behavior that we've been talking about. And unfortunately, this occurs before the rational part of the brain has a chance to intervene and do something different. You've heard me say on the channel, if you've been around for a while, there's this component, if you will, this window of time. And between stimulus and response, there's a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. My good friend, he's not actually a friend, but I consider him such because he's done so much for my personal development journey, Viktor Frankl, shared this with us. He was an individual who had been subjected to a concentration camp and was able to maintain a healthy mental mind state throughout that entire experience, and he gives account of it in his book. Nonetheless, the key point here is between stimulus and response, there is a very small window. Science has said that's 1/1001, 1/1002. Before you get to the two, all of those automated responses have already been fired up, have taken place, and have been launched at someone. Our goal with emotional intelligence is to seek out that window, that space, seize it through heightened awareness, through advanced levels of EQ, knowing how we are and seeing over time our patterns and interrupting them in such a way that we don't respond, giving the rational brain time to engage, that we can think through the next couple of steps that I'm going to give you that will help you make some sense of this. But let me say this before we jump into how to take control of these actions or reactions. Without monitoring, that's us looking introspectively all of the time, seeking to understand what's really going on with us. We risk letting these fleeting emotions dictate our actions over and over and over again. And when the brain has seen that this is how we behave in this set of circumstances, there's no reason for it to behave differently till we initiate an interrupt, something that stops the pattern from taking place. And what is that again? The interrupt is us having a heightened sense of awareness of what's going on with us at all times, especially the emotional component where EQ comes into play. You're under a very harsh, difficult, trying, pressing set of circumstances. And through all of that, you're able to retain a sense of peace, of calm, you're cool, you're collected, which then allows you to think clearly about how you want to respond to the circumstances. The first thing that you can do with this monitoring approach is just pause. If you're quick to say something, if you're quick to respond, if you find that you're in this cycle that I'm telling you about where you've popped off real quick like and it's too late to get it back, if you know you have a propensity to be like that, what I'm going to tell you again is to pause, to slow down everything. Think about this a few times without the emotion. This is where it gets a little tricky. Here's somewhat of the homework assignment. Pause without the emotion and let's do some reflection. Let's take a moment to step back and view this set of circumstances as if you weren't one of the primary individuals participating in it. If you were a disinterested party viewing into this scenario, how would you respond? What would your reaction be? Before you did any of those things, you would assess the situation calmly. There's no reason for us to be so aggressive and have such a burning desire to say something quickly, especially if we have a habit of it and a habit of saying the wrong things in these circumstances. There's no reason for us to continue that trend. By staying calm, by exercising EQ, you get to pause and do some calm reflection. Number two, you're going to identify these emotions. How do you do that? It's nothing more than labeling. Put a label on it that you understand as to how you're feeling. Check in with yourself. The younger generation, I've learned over the past couple of years, equate this to a temperature check. Check your temperature. And if your temperature is boiling, why is it boiling? Label it. What is that feeling? What's going on inside of you? What got stirred up? why do you feel this sudden urge to participate in an argumentative state? Why is it that you now want to retaliate? Think through those, label them, and gain an appreciation after the situation by journaling those that you have a record, and you can begin to think about a future that does not incorporate those types of responses. Understand whether you're angry, sad, frustrated, mad, you want to get even. All of these will help you over time as you deploy these tactics to manage your reaction. And let me tell you something that was a very big eye-opener for me. When I initially entered into the executive ranks, I thought, silly me, I thought that all executives had EQ, that they could just simply be under tremendous amounts of pressure and not pop off, not say things that they will regret, and not treat their subordinates inappropriately, unprofessionally. Let me tell you, I was absolutely wrong about that notion. In fact, even today, almost a little over 11 years in the C-level space, I'm still seeing that the skill set is not been mastered by some of the most elite, some of the most top-ranking people in our organizations. I think we find comfort in that, in so much as all of us have room to grow. If this is something that you're experiencing and you desire at some point to reach that pinnacle of the height of your vertical, or maybe you want to branch out and do your own thing as a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, perhaps you want to lead a business as an SMB, or maybe you just want to continue improving your inner work. You want to improve your personal development. What you're going to quickly find is that there's a lot of people that have not mastered this. And maybe it's not comforting, but at the same time, it should share with us very succinctly that this is one of those areas where all of us can come up a little bit higher, but it's going to take some practice, and it's going to take a pause and reflection and being calm to identify these emotions. Then number three is, after you've done these first two things, you've got to consider if you pop off like you popped off the last time, if you react the way you reacted the last time, and you know you have a propensity to be this way from time to time when people so-called press your button or they trigger these automatic responses and reactions, well, what are the consequences? How are you going to feel after that? What is that going to do to the relationship? What's the potential outcome? Is it going to be an outcome that you can be proud of? Family, we've got to ask ourselves if this is what we want when we do this specific reaction or submit to this reaction. And if the answer is no, then that's fantastic. That means we kind of got ourselves into that window by being calm, reflective, considering and labeling the emotions. And we're to a point now where we can make a conscious decision about what consequence we do want to help shape, which leads us to number four. We want to choose a constructive response. How do you do that? You got to keep the EQ in check. You keep the EQ in check. You keep yourself calm. You pause. You reflect. You identify your emotions. You consider the consequences of acting untoward or pattern-based. And you say to yourself, do I want that? Answer is no. Then you choose a constructive response. Deciding on a response that aligns with the values you have, with the outcome you want, and how you want the situation to culminate. Sometimes it's as simple as choosing not to enter into a defensive posture. Sometimes it means that you can actually be right, but you just aren't going to spend the time to defend your point of view. Oftentimes, I find that in a certain conversation, I know that I'm right, And I know the other person is not right. And I just let it go. It's not that big of a deal unless I make it a big deal. There's a value check. There's a bias check right there. When we're just so caught up in the situation that it's got to go our way or the highway, guess what? There's going to be an automatic response if that gets challenged. So I'm opting out of all of those models, and I'm choosing a constructive response or simply not to respond to that at all. Just a simple, I heard everything you said. Thank you so much for sharing. Number 5, practice regularly. Let me set the stage for this one. If you know there are certain situations where this is most certainly applicable to you, where you have an abundance of opportunity to monitor your reactions, I'm going to tell you, don't just go in those like thinking because you've outlined these 5 steps that you're just going to go to town. You want to selectively start dealing with these. You are not looking for trouble. What we want to do is practice regularly, but in a way that is, I don't know, call it crawl, walk, run. We want to take some little things, master those, move into the intermediate things, master those, then eventually move into the more complex, the more heated, the more pressing situations. You're not going to be able to just get right to the end without going through this systematically. It's just like any skill. Emotional regulation improves with practice, but you don't start taking on the hardest tasks first. Again, crawl, walk, run. And there's this regular reflection that we kind of have to have as well on our reactions. And again, documenting in our journals, why is it that we're feeling like that? Don't keep that rolling, rumbling around in your head. Get it in your journal where you can read it a couple of times, where you can add it to your list of things that you want to come up a little higher from an opportunities perspective. And make that process intuitive. By writing it down, you can begin to see those patterns. You can begin to see those triggers. Once you have a full understanding of what your buttons are and what might ignite them or press them, then you're probably very close to being ready to get into, you know, the weeds, as we say, with this here stuff. I hope this is helpful for you. It certainly was for me preparing to share this content with you. Monitoring our reactions isn't just about avoiding negative outcomes. There is some of that, but it's more about cultivating a mature and reflective approach to life and all the events that it's exposing us to. Sometimes there's a reaction on the inside to something that's said, and sometimes as a result of external factors, we respond. Whatever the case, we want to be in charge of our emotional state that we can control and monitor our reactions. Now, obviously, by mastering this skill, we enhance our ability to navigate the world with grace and effectiveness. And thank you so much for tuning in. And that concludes this episode. I appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R, Thought Life, no spaces. And I want to remind you that you are enough, you can do it, and you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.